What if every human disappeared overnight? Not through catastrophe or apocalypse, but simply vanished, as if we'd never existed at all. The alarm clocks would ring in empty bedrooms, coffee pots would boil dry, pets would wait by doors that never open. This isn't science fiction. It's a thought experiment that reveals something profound about our relationship with the planet we call home. Within hours, the world would begin transforming in ways both spectacular and unsettling. Subway tunnels in New York would flood as 753 pumps fall silent. Power grids would fail across continents, and nature, patient and relentless, would begin the slow work of reclaiming everything we've built. This scenario isn't about predicting our doom. It's about understanding what we've actually done to Earth, what might recover without us, and what scars we'd leave behind forever. Your house begins dying the moment you stop maintaining it. Water seeps beneath shingles, soaking into plywood. Mold devours cellulose and lignin. Within 50 years, most suburban homes would collapse, roofs caving in, walls leaning, foundations cracking as tree roots heave them upward. In temperate climates, forests would swallow suburbs within 5 centuries, leaving only scattered metal artifacts as cryptic evidence humans once lived here. Cities would fall faster. New York pumps 13 million gallons of groundwater daily from subway tunnels. Without electricity, those tunnels flood within 36 hours, undermining streets until pavement craters. Chinese ailanthus trees take root in every crack, their roots heaving up sidewalks within 5 years. The freeze-thaw cycle splits concrete each spring. Manhattan's buried brooks would gradually resurface, transforming avenues into rivers. Within 2 decades, corroded steel columns would buckle, sending skyscrapers toppling. The city that never sleeps would become a forest punctuated by crumbling ruins. Marine biologist Richard Thompson discovered that 20% of Plymouth Beach sand was actually plastic, tiny nurdles consumed fatally by lugworms and zooplankton. In 1997, Captain Charles Moore sailed through the North Pacific subtropical gyre and found a Texas-sized expanse of floating refuse. His research revealed 6 times more plastic than plankton by weight on the ocean's surface. Virtually every piece of the 1 billion tons of plastic manufactured in the last 50 years still exists somewhere. Unlike wood or paper, plastics don't biodegrade. They photodegrade when UV rays break their polymer chains, a process happening agonizingly slowly in water. Even as microscopic fragments, their chemical nature remains unchanged for centuries. These fragments act as sponges for toxins like DDT and PCBs, concentrating poisons to levels 1 million times higher than normal seawater. Birds eating these pellets ingest poison bombs that accumulate in their tissues. If humans vanish tomorrow, this plastic legacy would persist as a synthetic sediment layer in Earth's geological record long after our cities crumbled. Thomas Jefferson, mockingly called Mr. Mammoth, collected giant fossil bones and rejected extinction as impossible. Yet those bones weren't deeply fossilized. They were recent, suggesting catastrophe. Ancient sloth dung in Arizona's Rampart Cave revealed the answer. When humans arrived on new continents, megafauna rapidly vanished. In North America, at least 70 genera of large mammals, including ground sloths the size of elephants, mammoths, mastodons, and giant predators, disappeared within roughly 1,000 years of human arrival 13,325 years ago. The evidence is damning. Ground sloths survived 5,000 years longer on Caribbean islands humans reached later. Mammoths persisted on isolated Wrangel Island until 4,000 years ago. Yet Africa, where humans evolved alongside megafauna, still boasts its famous menagerie. Coevolution created balance. Zebras developed confusing stripes. Animals learned wariness. This evolutionary dance allowed survival, unlike the catastrophic blitzkrieg elsewhere. If we vanished tomorrow, many wild species would barely notice. The creatures who genuinely miss us, those evolved specifically to live on us, head and body lice, follicle mites, and approximately 200 bacteria species genetically customized to human bodies. Nuclear power's deadly legacy would haunt Earth for geological timeframes. Without humans, 30,000 nuclear warheads wouldn't spontaneously explode, but corrosion would expose their contents. Weapons-grade plutonium-239, with a 24,110-year half-life, remains lethal long after casings disintegrate. A millionth of a gram can cause lung cancer. It would take 250,000 years before plutonium's radiation merged with Earth's natural background levels. Without maintenance, nuclear plants fail swiftly. Cooling water evaporates, exposing fuel rods. Zirconium cladding ignites. Cores melt down, releasing massive radiation persisting for eons. Yet nature shows surprising resilience. At Chernobyl's zone of alienation, birds nest inside the crumbling sarcophagus. Forests regrow with irregular branches. Roe deer, wild boars, moose, lynx, and wolves roam freely. Endangered black storks and eagles soar above dead cooling towers. Despite genetic mutations and lower survival rates, life persists, a sobering paradox. Nature withstands our worst assaults, yet our everyday lifestyle causes more pervasive damage than any single catastrophe. At Kingman Reef, scientists discover an inverted food pyramid where sharks and large predators constitute 85% of total biomass. This predator abundance actually accelerates prey reproduction, creating thriving complexity. At nearby Palmyra Atoll, nature steadily reclaims human structures. Concrete slabs crumble beneath nesting terns. Rusted radar antennas vanish among palms. Without human interference, these reefs could recover their prehistoric complexity within centuries. Underground structures would outlast everything else. Turkey's ancient underground city, Derinkuyu, descending 18 stories, once housing 30,000 people, will preserve evidence of our existence for millions of years. Our electromagnetic transmissions may be our most enduring legacy. Since the 1890s, radio signals have been expanding outward at light speed. The first I Love Lucy episodes passed our nearest star in 1955 and will emerge from our galaxy around AD 2450. Though increasingly redshifted and competing with cosmic background radiation, they remain theoretically detectable. Whoever awaits our news at the edge of time will get an earful. They may not understand Lucy, but they'll hear us laugh. Earth doesn't need us, but we desperately need Earth. With global population increasing by 1 million every 4 days, we're conducting an experiment with no control group and no second chance. One radical proposal suggests limiting every woman to one child. This would reduce our population to 1.6 billion by 2100, levels last seen in the 19th century. At such numbers, we could maintain technological progress while controlling our environmental impact. This isn't about imagining our extinction. It's about understanding our impact and choosing differently. The thought experiment of a world without us reveals nature's remarkable resilience. Coral reefs can recover, forests can regrow, and wildlife can return if we give them space. Our plastic legacy will outlast our monuments, and our nuclear waste will poison Earth for millennia. But our electromagnetic laughter will echo through space forever. The question isn't what Earth would look like without us, it's what kind of world we'll create while we're still here. Will we be remembered as the species that loved Earth enough to change, or the one that loved ourselves too much to try?